to a rebuke because of their frivolous attitude concerning communion. And that grieved Paul's heart, because think about it. Communion, what is it? What does it mean? What is it? Why are we doing this? You know, Paul wanted the Corinthian church to know this, and of course, churches forever, you know, to know what. Why are we taking communion? What are we really doing in communion? We're remembering, right? Amen. Remembering Jesus, the death of Jesus. It actually says we proclaim his death until he comes. That's like, whoa, serious. That's what we are doing. We're proclaiming Jesus' death. Well, why do we proclaim his death? You know, why don't we proclaim his life? Well, we do. But Paul wanted us to make sure we were understanding his death. What happened on his death? Well, Paul went on to say in verse 23 and 24, he said, in the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me. He wanted the church to remember that he was broken for us. He was pierced for us. I mean, his hands, his feet on the cross, the spear in his side. He was torn for us. And God and Paul and Jesus all wanted this to be remembered forever. Forever. Because what happened when Jesus was on that cross? The very moment that Jesus died, the veil, that thick tapestry that separated the holy place from the holy of holies, was rent from top to bottom. Why'd God do that? He wanted to make a strong statement that I am giving you access to me. Amen. That's incredible. Amen. That we literally, and we as Christians, we all do it. We take for granted the goodness of God. We take for granted the coming before God, the creator of our universe, the creator of us. We take it for granted at times. God, forgive us. But he wants this to be important to us. And it is. I know it is to the people here. Because that's his desire. And then it went on to say, there in Corinthians, it said, after this, after they ate, after supper, he took the cup. And he said, this is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. He wanted the church, he wanted the Corinthian church, the church forever, to know what this blood being shed really meant. This was his blood shed, one sacrifice, good for all times. That's what it says in the word. One sacrifice was good to cover all of us, cover every sin. If we will come before him, if we'll put our sins before him, if we'll confess our sins, if we'll trust him to forgive us our sins, he does. I mean, it's so amazing. It's so simple, these communion emblems, but it's the represents the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How fortunate we are to take it and be reminded, because that's what God wants. He wants a reminder continually for us. that's his desire. He wants us coming before him, proclaiming his death until he comes. And that cup Jesus said, this is the new covenant in my blood. Well, the disciples were familiar with an old covenant that was done on the mountain when God wrote out the commandments on tablets of stone. But he said, this is a new covenant. He didn't go into describing and laying out what this covenant meant right at that moment, but he knew they were shortly going to find out what that new covenant encapsulated. But that covenant is what the writer of Hebrews spelled out. He said, I'm going to make a new covenant with you, not like the one that I made with the house of Israel when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt into the promised land. But this covenant I will make with you. I will put my laws in your minds and I will inscribe them where? On your heart. Hallelujah. How many here have that new covenant, that law inscribed on your heart today? I pray everybody in here has that, because that's what this is all about. We are separated. We are celebrating, I mean, and proclaiming God, the goodness of God, his death, because it meant all these good things to us and to the world. So we're like we said, we're celebrating today. We're proclaiming, we're remembering. And who, by the way, is going to serve?
Have you?
Oh, that's right, we're coming up. I'm sorry, thank you. yes, what we're going to do is come up. You can come up just a few at a time. Just, you know, keep distance for, you know, anybody that is concerned about distance. Keep your distance, but come up. You can take your emblem and then take your wine or so-so. And and then we'll, and when you do this, you know, meditate on these things that we're talking about this morning. Meditate on the fact that we really do have something so special and so awesome in communion. And so y'all can go ahead and start coming now, and you can just take them. You can go back to your seat, and we'll take the emblems. and like I said, while we're doing this, just meditate on the things of how good God is. Amen. to enable us to be reminded every month. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That was good. That was, thank you, Bob, for that suggestion on singing. That was, what a great way to continue the communion service here. We'll pray over these, and we'll take first the bread. And Lord, we do thank you so much, God, for the body of Christ. And what that body meant to us, oh Lord. Father, a body that suffered horribly and died so that we could have life, so that we could have healing and health, so that we can have all that you deserve or that you desire for us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we truly, truly thank you, God, as we eat this bread, oh Lord. Amen. Let's eat. And then the cup, Lord, we thank you, God. How do we thank you, God, for your blood? How do we thank you, Lord? We are miserable sinners, O Lord, without the covering of your blood, the cleansing of your blood. And Lord, we just thank you that we can have this reminder, this time where we remember you. And we proclaim your death until you come again, O God. And we do this in Jesus' name. Let us drink. So now, like Pastor Bob had mentioned, we'll take a time to let anybody here who has any need, whether it be you need a healing, you need a touch from the Lord, you need provision, whatever. If you'll just stand up, then different ones of us will gather around you and pray for you. If you want people to lay hands on you, then you let them know. If you don't say anything, we'll assume that we'll keep distance, and we'll pray for you. The Lord can move through the air without our hands or with our hands. And so let's do that, okay? Chris is standing in the back. Harry is standing, or are you going over? Okay, he's going over. Yes, amen. Okay, now, if some of you will gather around these, and if you did hear whatever the request was or the need was. Pray accordingly, of course, but if not, feel free to ask them, what was that? Or is there anybody else that, are you standing? Are you going to pray? Okay, going to pray.
Did everybody have a chance to sign the card for Greg and Dory this morning, or did you come in and miss the opportunity, Mike and Brandy? If you'll just sign your name, please. You know, your face wasn't as red when before I said you were a good-looking guy. And then your face went red. Well, Leon, would you and Celia come and get us started with this? Okay. So you're going to come and say what Celia told you to say. Is that the way it works? Some things never change, Pastor Greg. I'm sorry. This is the way it is. You know, this is before we start this.
Didn't you call me up here?
I did. I did call you.
Just check.
The Lord has brought into the Life of New Covenant three pastors since Jenny and I stepped aside many years ago. And this is the first time I've been on the scene when one has stepped aside. And to be a part of honoring and recognizing Greg and Dory's ministry. It's a touching moment for me. And I've said this to Greg before, but I'll say it out loud. We wouldn't be here today sitting in the sanctuary if Greg hadn't been obedient to the Holy Spirit 8 years or so ago and stepped into the gap to carry the responsibility of pastoring this flock of believers at New Covenant. We wouldn't be here had he not done that. And that's just one thing, Greg, that we appreciate and thank you for. Because this moment wouldn't be taking place had it not been for your doing that. I'm also looking forward to the next season in your life as you turn the page. And Jenny and I turned many pages since we stepped aside to get to where we are now. So I'm not sure what your passage will be, but I know the Lord has written a good script for you. Amen. And your bride. And we're hoping that we stay to whatever degree the Lord would prompt you to be in your lives and in your hearts, a new covenant. And thank you. Thank you. Okay, Leon,
sure.
It's all yours.
First of all, knowing Greg, I know how uncomfortable he is with this. Celia and I met Greg and Dory we went to First Assembly, but we never really did know them, First Assembly in Sanford. But we really met them at the Quality Inn over on 434 and I-4. And it was in the early 80s when Christian Assembly was meeting there at the Quality Inn. It was quality at that moment, anyway. And I don't think we've ever known a couple quite like Greg and Dory. Been through many, many things in our family's lives, and so in our lives, that Greg and Dory have gotten us through. We praise God for that. This may sound odd for me to say this at this moment, but I'm making a point at the end of it. I'm not a big fan of social media because most of them, it's hard enough to read someone when you're talking face-to-face in context as to how they're feeling or what they're, it's hard enough then, it's very hard then. I tend to do it the wrong way sometimes. But on social media, it's just about impossible. But people do it anyway. I think that's a lot of the problems with people misreading. The context is all gone. You're not there. They're not there. The context is all gone. But anyway, that's enough of that. But Greg is one of the people in my life. He's the number one person I can think of right now that whenever he talks to you, he doesn't do that. I don't know how he does it, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't think, oh, they said that, well, that must mean so-and-so. That must mean they may think that, or, oh, I know why they said that. No, Greg doesn't do that. Greg hears with his heart. That's why his ears have so much trouble. His heart makes up for it. He hears with his heart. And every time Greg speaks, you hear his heart. He doesn't just study and speak in a message, in a sermon, in a teaching. He speaks from his heart. I don't care what the Lord led him to as a subject. He speaks from his heart. And as a human, I don't know if we could love someone more than we do Greg and Dory. And as Bob said, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Greg and Dory. And this isn't just kind words. This is truth. So, thank you.
Thank you, Leon. Chris Link, you're up.
Well, I don't have anything prepared, so this is coming from here. I will never forget the day, and I'm sure several of you are the same, that I think it was, what was your friend's name that was our associate pastor for a while? Anyway, stood up here and read the letter from David Hogg. And I think all of our mouths dropped and the tears started to flow because we couldn't grasp it. I don't think I've ever been as hurt by any human being as I was that day. And if it wasn't for this man, Bob Hazen, I would probably still be hurt. But he said to me one day, forgive so that God can forgive you. And I realized that he was right. But all of that to say, Greg stepped in and healed us. His tenderness, his tender personality, his tender heart. Can you hear me, Greg? was just what we needed at that time. And his partner, classy Dory, humble Dory, she's always classy, humble, thinks the best, and I'm sure you're human, but I don't see it. But I just want to thank you both. I know Greg has visited my mother many, many times when I would call and say, she's fallen again. She's in the hospital. I'll be right there. So he's visited her in the hospital. He's visited her when she was in rehab. And Dory and Greg both have been very faithful to pray for us. And I just mainly wanted to just say thank you. Thank you, Dory, for finding us leaders when there was no one. We had no one. And you had sources out of your pocket. So thank you. We love you.
Anyway, I'm trying to be spontaneous because everything I plan to say has already been said. And this guy, I don't know who let him get up first and just ruined it. So, but you said something this morning when we're doing communion that you remember me serving communion at Calvary Assembly, which made me even think about how far we go back in this church. In the early 70s, some of you weren't even born. But a lot of you are still here, still faithful, having survived man and numerous pastors, and yet here we are.
Amen. Thank you.
And our dear pastor, Greg, is deciding it's time for him to step out. And I know many of us are struggling with that, but we understand. And actually, I had, you know, my Bible. everything I wanted to say is gone. So, I was going to say that Greg stepped up during a very tough time in this church. Most of you were here, most of you remember. Things that have happened usually can destroy a church body and really permanently damage it. And personally, I did not think that Greg was going to step up and be the pastor. And I wouldn't have blamed him if he hadn't. But he did. He stepped up and we all said, hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. I don't think there was a soul here that wasn't just thrilled to know that Pastor Greg was going to be our full-time, part-time, no-pay type pastor. And then he brought his wife. You know, that's icing on the cake. So I was going to say that, but... and somebody else said he led us through a time of healing and spiritual growth. You know, we've had hundreds here, we've had 30 here, but we've always had growth spiritually.
Amen.
And thank you, Greg, for that. And I hope you all agree with me on this. You know, you hear people say, oh, I love this guy's teaching. You know, he's on the radio and he's on TV and, oh, he's so eloquent. And, you know, and I can honestly say I listen to a lot of different pastors, and especially the younger ones that are out now, you know, and I think, God, where were they back in the 70s, you know? But I have never heard another pastor teach the Bible any clearer or any better or with any more heart or any more preparation than Greg. He has a very unique style of Bible study, which made me always love Wednesday nights because it was more a time when we could get more into the Word than on a Sunday morning. But even on Sunday morning, he did okay. But but I just always enjoyed, and I hope to in the future, still enjoy hearing him speak and teach the Bible because he's very, very, very good, very good. And then I think I had something else. Oh, we already know that your heart's in the hospitals. You're always visiting everybody. If there was somebody here today, he probably would have skipped this to be there. But so we've always appreciated that. And one thing I forgot to mention is my wife is not here today, as you probably noticed. And she is over at my son's house helping his wife, who just had a double knee replacement. And I had one, and it about killed me, right? I can't even imagine what it'd be like to have two of them done at the same time. So she's a week into that, and her my son had to be off on a fishing trip with his son, and so she's over for a couple of days helping her out. So, but she texted me last night, and said she wanted me to share something, if I can find it. And there you are. I don't think there's a person here that hasn't been affected in some way by pastor's ministry during a time of struggle and healing and doubt and all the things that go through in our lives. But this is what my wife wrote, okay? Tell them how sorry I am that I can't be there to celebrate this special day with them. Pastor Greg, I want to thank you for your dedication, faithfulness, and compassion that you've shown to all of us here at New Covenant. Pastor Greg, there are so many things we all could thank you for. Ed and I really appreciate the many, many times you've come to visit us in the hospital and ministered to our family. Thank you and Dory for being there when our daughter was going through her chemo treatments and her surgery when she broke her ankle. There are so many things you have done over the years that we will never forget. There's so much more to say, but I know others want to share too. Okay. She asked me to share this scripture with you, which I hid somewhere here. Hebrews 6:10. Now this is, Linda gave me this last night. And it says, "For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown towards his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints." That was, the Lord gave Linda that last night, which was, I thought, really appropriate. And then, before I leave, if I can find it, she said, in conclusion, she said, "I want to also thank you, Dory, for the love and kindness you have shown me. You have never failed to reach out to all of us. You are a great woman of God and a great friend. You did many things behind the scene for so many people. You have worked tirelessly to minister beside your husband. You both have such a sweet spirit. We love you both, and we're so grateful for all the love you have poured out on us. With all my love, Linda." Amen.
Yeah, we actually go back a ways, actually to the 60s and 70s, but we didn't bring that up. Yeah, that is actually, as I'm looking back here, that's actually at the Quality Inn. Can you freeze frame those and let, yeah. Okay, well, that's the whole works. Stop if you can you?
Who's the guy in the middle with all the hair?
Yeah.
We were actually going to a Bee Gees concert, it looks like.
That was actually when we first started going to Christian Assembly at the Quality Inn, that I had heard that Greg was pastoring, and I knew him from high school, so I didn't actually know him as well as his brother. And Dory, we knew from... when her band was a warm-up band for Agape Union in 1973-4. Yeah, something like that. So anyway, we made the determination to, you know, find the little church that was meeting at the Quality Inn, and the rest is history. That was actually James, that was the baby, Becky and Buffy, yeah. He's going to do it. So, they are servants. They are such servants. And that picture right there shows Greg working. Leon actually was on the roof. We were building a garage for our handicapped friend that Dory was absolutely a total help to. we built onto our house, and they were right there with us. And right after we got him moved in, I ended up getting, you know, involved in a little accident, and which you know about. And Dory ended up having to take care of all of us.
Yeah. In fact, Greg actually worked for me then. I had a cabinet shop in Winter Park, and he's like the perfect employee. He would never complain, always showed up on time, didn't cause any problems. I still don't know why he tried to burn my shop down. Actually, it was accidental. I can remember when that happened, and I thought, okay, I got to call Dory. And I'm thinking, okay, how do you call someone and say, hey, your husband just got in a fire and is at the hospital? And I knew she was out at the house helping take care of Chris and Greg. So I called her and said, you know, hey, Greg just got caught on fire. It's okay. We put it out. And he's at the hospital. And I think he was in there for like a week or longer. And so then Dory had three people to take care of, which she was capable of doing.
Yes.
So it's just been so many times in our lives where they came to our rescue and gave us exactly what we needed.
Exactly.
So.
Even up until in Trevor's wedding, where they, you know, we had a last-minute crisis with a pastor, and Greg agreed to come and do that. Trevor was going to try to make it here today to do that, but they're planning a gender reveal party. Yeah, you're looking at great-grandparents here. Soon, yes, very good. Anyway, you guys are such a huge blessing, and it's we could stay up here for hours and go through how much you've done for us, how you've blessed us, how you've always been there for us and held us up. And that decision to go find you at the Quality Inn was one of the best decisions we ever made.
Is that really Greg up there on the right?
Yes. Yes.
Greg and Rice?
Yes. Yes. Jonathan thought that, you know, he looks a lot more like Stephen. Yeah.
Well, I do get a turn. There is enough time. Hallelujah. Yeah, when I was thinking on what to say, see if I could think of anything good to say about them, but no, quite the contrary. I was first thinking, how long have we known Greg and Dory? I knew it was over 40 years, but I didn't remember exactly how far we went back, but Chris just reminded me of some encounters that we had way back. But my first memories that I had was just, you know, meeting Greg and Dory. And of course, Greg was a young man, just like is pictured there. And of course, you know, 40 years ago, so Dory was a baby. And but we got to know them, and then I was just thinking about the different things that transpired, but we knew Greg as a pastor in the early 80s when he had a church on Dog Track Road, was in a funeral home, so there were lots of jokes through the different sermons about somebody in the casket and et cetera, et cetera. It was always interesting what you were going to hear from Greg in regard to the funeral home. But so that church ended up merging with, well, a total of three different churches. So three pastors coming together to have one church. And that didn't work so well. Three heads, not a great thing. And Pastor Bob was involved in that. So and it ended up that there was a split, and Greg, Bob, myself, Jerry, a number of people, the best side of the group went one way, and yeah, it was the smallest group, but it grew the fastest. We, by the grace of God, Bob, I think it was Bob that was keeping his eyes open for a place to buy, and this property came available for a literal song compared to what it was worth. And then we, after a while, built this building, and just all kinds of great things happened from there. But Greg, I knew as a pastor, and then served with him as an elder for many years, and then sat under him as a pastor again. And we just so much, Jerry and I so much, have appreciated and loved Greg and Dory all these years. I'm going to give them a compliment that there's very few people that I could give this compliment to, I truly believe. But I believe that they fulfill wonderfully the scripture in Galatians 5:22, operating and displaying love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. All the wonderful fruit of the Spirit has been displayed upon their lives. And you are a wonderful testimony, the two of you. Now, there is another scripture that Greg and Dory, they're worshipers. Okay, now when you think of worship, you typically think first of hallelujah, Lord, you know, either on your knees or on your face or standing up with hands raised, and you're worshiping God. But they fulfill another scripture found in Romans 12:1. It says, Paul speaking to the Romans, I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living and holy, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice to God, which is your reasonable service of worship. They have done that. They have served God with their service of worship, their service to this body, to many, many people that are way outside of this body all their lives. I've seen it, I've heard it, I've witnessed it. They have served God. Pastor Greg, obviously, from the pulpit and in the hospitals, as was mentioned, et cetera, et cetera. Dory, at work. I never forget. Young man, I don't know how long ago it was, a couple years, maybe longer. He stood here and he shared about Dorian and the witness that she has at Full Sail. She's worked at Full Sail for a long time. And the witness that she had, and of course he told us her nickname, the Velvet Hammer. Now that's a takeoff of the idiom, iron fist in a glove of velvet. So Dory can hit you with the hammer, but not leave any scars. You know? And so I'm sure she, but you know, it's hard for me when I heard that, it was kind of like, Dory, a hammer? She's too sweet, she's too kind. But she knows how to get things done, and she knows how to do it with finesse and love. And so we really love and appreciate you guys. Y'all have meant so much to Jerry and I know I speak for everybody here, that you really, really mean so much to this body. So we're blessed to have sat under you and have been your friends all these years. And we look forward to that continuing forever. Hallelujah. Thank y'all.
Get the flowers. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Someone give me a time check. Is there someone that would like to give a 2 or 3 minute comment? Harry, you're on the clock.
I'll try to do it in 30 seconds. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So sometimes Greg will come to me. One time he came to me and he said, I was going through a lot of trials. And I have been through a lot of trials. My family's been through a lot of trials. Thank you. And when I was going through a particular one, when Carolyn passed and Charity was sick, he came up and he said, you know, guys here, we're really glad we're not in your shoes. And I thought about that for a long time. And that's one of the nicest things he ever said to me. It is. I mean, and he says so many nice things. So I'm going to wind this up by saying, of all the times that I've been in a mess, most of the time, I don't remember trying to be in a mess, but I ended up being in a mess. You were always there. Not only were you two there, but your leadership. And this is hard to do. You can have a heart of gold and not know how to share that. You can have a heart of gold and can't get another human being to help you. People, this church loved us in all our times of trouble. And he was there. And Dory was there. And you led as well as served. And that's an extremely wonderful gift. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
I just want to thank both of you. Yeah, that the word says you'll know them by their fruit. The fruit, yeah. And you've been very fruitful. You are both the epitome of Christ-like love. And I'm very proud that you're my friends.
You know, I just discovered something. It's much easier to hear sitting on the side than sitting in the middle. Yeah. No matter how we deal with that, it's much easier to hear.
I've enjoyed all of the sermons that you've given. I just remember one on forgiveness that really, it made a huge difference in my life. And Dory, my mom, already thanked you, both of you, for being there for me. But I think it was almost harder on her, so I thank you so much, because she wouldn't say anything to me. Thank you for being there for her, because she needed it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, my wife's not raising her hand, but would you bring those flowers up here, my love? And I know that you probably have something in your heart you want to share, although I haven't asked you if you would. I'm putting you on the spot. I'll hold those for you.
Well, we go back a long way, too. And, you know, talk about graciousness. At the very beginning, when churches were merging, and it was, you know, there was a time of prayer and decision of who was going to be the pastor. And Dory's a fighter, a lover and a fighter. And in the end, Bob became the pastor, and Greg and Dory never ceased to lift up this fellowship. Because it's not easy. I wouldn't think, Dory and I have really never discussed this in all these years, but I'm sure it was not easy to say, okay, well, he's the pastor, congratulations, now what about my husband? But that's not how Greg and Dory are. They are faithful through and through, not just to people. They're faithful to people because they're faithful to the Lord. probably, and I'm looking out and I'm seeing so many faithful faces, but a root. You guys are a root. You know, one of those roots that goes way down into the soil and towards the living water. And because they are a root like that, they have produced much fruit. Never with any of an intention of saying, look what we've done. It's never been that way. It's what can we do? Not what, look at what we've done, but what can we do? And so I would just like to say thank you. Dory's one of my dearest and sweetest friends. We just live a couple of miles apart, so that's a good thing. And I would come and hug you guys, but, you know, I'm just going to keep my distance. Greg, thank you for sharing her. I know somewhere in the Bible, I think it's the book of Hezekiah, it says, behind every good man is a good woman. I know that scriptural, right? So thank you very much, and we love you. I love you. And I'd like to give you these flowers, Dory. They're just a little memento, a little token from all of us. So I hope you can enjoy them for a few days. So.
I'm standing here trying to determine. I think it's a good thing to say this. Based upon what Jenny was saying about Greg and Dory and about Dory and Greg's acceptance of my becoming the head pastor back way back a long time ago. At some point, I don't remember the point thereafter, and this speaks to Dory's heart and her truthfulness and her obedience. I was at home one day, and she called and asked if she could come over to speak with me. We've never talked about this since that day. She came, and it was just the two of us at the house. I think Jenny wasn't there. It was just the two of us. And she came in, and she was very purposeful, and she said, I have something and I have to say to you. And she said, I have to ask for your forgiveness because I have struggled in my heart that Greg didn't become the pastor. And that was hard for me, and I've kind of held that between you and I. And I want you to know that I am sorry, and please forgive me for holding that against you, because it was obviously the Lord's for you and the Lord for us in our life. And it was hard for me because I felt bad for Greg. And please forgive me. I say that because I want you to know Dory's heart. She had this stone in her heart towards me. I didn't know about it. She didn't present it, but she was living with that stone. And she knew that it was improper between her Lord and her heart. And so in time, she came and took that stone out of her heart and asked for forgiveness, and it was certainly given quickly, lovingly, and with appreciation for how hard that was for Dory to come to me and express that. She didn't have to do that. She could have kept it silent. But she knew in her heart that it was the wrong thing to do for herself. And so that is the kind of wife Greg is to live with. A woman who hears from God and puts being right with God beyond anything and anybody. And we got right that day. And I've always appreciated and expected, appreciated and honored Dory more from that day forward because of her honesty. And thank you, Dory, for both of us. Thank you. Last chance, because we're going to close in prayer.
How many years? 3.5 years ago that I met both of them. And I want to thank you for, I want to be real. I look different, but you never treat me like that or show me that I'm different. I know you both have a beautiful heart. Big heart. When I came here, I was broken without a penny. Pastor Greg offered me a job here. I'm the one who cleaned this place, this house, the house of God, and the building, the office also. And I want to say the same thing that Chris said earlier. I don't have a word for you. You're so humble. Mm-hmm. I never see. I cannot say anything but good thing about you. Mm-hmm. And God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Sure. Want to come up there, here, back there?
Yes. Well, thank you, everyone. I do appreciate this, and I'm grateful for such a loving, kind family that we have here. Inwardly, I'm thinking, that's all very nice, but to God be the glory. and I could not have done any of that without God. And my wife knows that. And I couldn't have done any of it without my wife either. And so she deserves thanks and appreciation as much as I do in any way of reckoning the past 40 years, but I just want to thank you and in the same sense say to God be the glory. I remember when these two young teenagers sitting right over here, I remember when their mom was a little girl. And so it we go back a long ways, and Jonathan wasn't even around. And his older brother, James, I remember when he was a toddler, and so thank God for these memories. Memories are a great thing. And so I just want to humbly as best I can say thank you. My wife and I don't plan on going anywhere, but I did asked the board, I told them I wanted to take a sabbatical. I want to get free from these responsibilities. They've become painful to me. And they are always all painful. Jesus said, if you want to follow him, you must deny yourself. And so any real act of love is going to be painful. You're going to be denying yourself and putting somebody else first. And so that's what we do as Christians. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dory, do you want to? Wait a second here.
Stop. I guess, first of all, I just
was sitting there thinking, who are these people all talking about? I want to meet them. They sound wonderful. But you are the most beautiful, wonderful, special, and beloved family that we could ever have.
That's what I wanted to say.
And it's serving here is just like, it's like a holiday. It's like a picnic. It's just, you make it so easy, and I feel like we're the ones that were served instead. And you all do the work. It's not like the pastor of this fellowship has to carry all the burden. I've never seen a body of people who pitched in more and gave more and served more and ministered more than this body, and it's such a family. It's like a whole, that's what's so wonderful about being a part of this, is it truly is a family, and every family member does their part, and every family member loves with all their heart. And so you have touched me so deeply today, and I love you all more than I can possibly tell you, and I have so missed seeing you and being here every week, and it was a sacrifice I had to make, and it was a difficult one. But it's so good to see your faces, and I love seeing you, Jonathan, and these girls, and all of you. It's just a thrill, and I love you.
One last thing before Bob comes. I just want to say, you know, as a family, you know, the past week with the George Floyd thing, as Christians, prejudice does not belong here. We are called to love one another, and we are called to love our enemies, even if they're angry at us for whatever reason. As Christians, we are called to forgive and bring forth God's grace and mercy into the world. That's what we're called to do.
Would you guys stand right there together? Let's close with praying for them. And they've requested that we keep the social distance. So if you'll just stand and just somebody start us in a prayer of blessing for them. And then when it seems to be appropriate or right, then I'll just close this in prayer. So if you do pray from where you're, if you want to come a little closer, you know, from sitting in the back or standing, you can come up across the front here if you would like. But I'd like if you pray loud enough so we can hear you, okay? Don't go back in the back and start, and we don't hear you. We want to agree with your prayer. So if you have a prayer, put your hand forward out here. Let the Holy Spirit guide that prayer right into the hearts of Greg and Dory, and go for it.
Pray a blessing over their family. Yes. saying good things, doing good things, and Lord, then to hear Dory's heart and Greg's heart, Lord, of thanksgiving for a family that they know loves them. Lord, what a blessing we as Christians have. What a blessing we have, Holy God, because of you. We thank you, God, and we pray those blessings continue like it's already been prayed upon Greg and Dory.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, all the fruit that they have given, their seeds of that fruit. And Lord, thank you for the past and thank you for the things you've done and for the love this body has shared with each other. And thank you for the things to come.
Amen.
Because those fruit, those seeds grow into trees that has more fruit. This will not end. It will continue. And Lord, it's continuing in you. You see the past, you see the future, and you love us and you guide us so that more fruit will come. We thank you, Lord, for that. As a body, and as a body has been led by those who love us and we love them.
Father, I pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit continue to dwell, to lead, to guide, and to bless Pastor Greg and Dory. I thank you, Lord, this is not goodbye. It is a turning of a page. And we are glad, and our hope is that they will be written still in the future pages of the life of New Covenant. We ask you, Lord, to guard them, to guide them, to refresh them. Lord, I remember what it was like for me and for Jenny and I when we stepped down. There was a need for a time of refreshing, a time of separation, a time of taking a deep breath, a time of lifting off the burdens of pastoring a congregation and all the things that that entailed. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll just layer by layer lift off those scales of weight up off Greg's heart and mind and upon Dory's heart and mind, that they will have the freedom and the joy of their salvation renewed and refreshed as never before, as part of the reward for the burden they have carried all these years, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for them. We give you glory for how your spirit lives through Pastor Greg and how your spirit lives through Dory. We honor you, Father in heaven, by recognizing your life that has been lived before us through them. To you be glory and honor. To you be praise, and may they walk, Lord, in the fruit of the Spirit upon their hearts and lives, and may the hope of glory guard them and guide them into their future. In your name we pray, amen. And the last thing, Pastor Greg and Dory, the church would like to give you this card and a small token of our appreciation for your love and your service and your faithfulness. I wish it was 100 times more. But such as we have, we give unto you. Oh, Steve wants me to have you open it. Oh, speaking of opening, I'm getting waved with the offering purses. The men will be there in the back to fleece you on your way out the back door. Make sure you smile as you give your offering and your tithe and your love give towards Pastor Greg and Dory and their ministry towards us. Thank you, guys. Steve, where were you? You were supposed to remind me of the offering. God bless you and have a great week.